Well, I've just finished the online Twitter event with Edinburgh Book Festival, and using the hashtag Ask Marcus, which I thought was funny because it made it sound like I was an agony uncle, which I don't have any skill or experience at whatsoever. But anyway, I really enjoyed it, and I thought it was kind of I felt I didn't really get nervous doing events when I do real events anymore because I've done so many of them, and you stand in front of several hundred people and it's fine. But bizarrely, doing something online and kind of trying to keep up with all the questions coming in, and my fingers were typing as fast as I could. I found it really quite sort of not as stressful, but I found myself having to really concentrate hard, and it was exciting for that reason. So it was good, and I think these kind of events could be the way forward. But I wouldn't like to lose touch entirely with doing real events with real people, because obviously that's the best thing when you actually get to meet readers face to face and talk to them that way. But for things where people can't come together, I think it was a pretty good fun hour, and I got a lot out of it, and I hope the people taking part did too. So some of my favourite questions, I like the one about what ideas do you find turn out to be best, brain flashes or slow burning thoughts. And I like that question because I realised actually, as I was asked that it's kind of a combination of two, in that sometimes something that's like I was talking a bit online about my new book, Midwinter Blood, and that's the thing where I first saw this painting 6 years ago, and I thought I want to write about this painting, but I don't know how. And then standing in front of it last summer, into my head popped how to do it. Now I don't know whether that was therefore a brain flash, or a slow burning thought, or a combination of two. And that's, I think, where creativity and what goes on is sort of deep down in your brain that you don't even know you're aware of, becomes most interesting. So I like that question because it brought out that thought in me that I don't think I'd ever really thought about before. So that was one good one. And I also like the question, which book is for you the perfectly written one? Because that's a question you get kind of asked quite a lot, but whoever asked it, Hugo, was slightly different in the way he asked it. And I like that because I really think, as I said in my answer, and I wish I'd had more chance, an instance where I wish I'd had more than 140 characters. Because what I was trying to say was, often you write a book and it may come out okay and people may be happy with it, but it's not the book that you sort of felt like you had in your head before you set out. And that's certainly the case with some of my books, where as a couple of them, including Revolver would be one example, what I produced was exactly what I wanted to, the feeling that was in my head before I started, and that therefore felt good because it felt like I was in control of it. I was absolutely delighted to get this commission from Edinburgh Book Festival to write a story for their anthology with the theme of elsewhere. I thought it was a really cunning idea because it gives enough of a start to get, a writer thinking, but also it's broad enough for someone to go off in all kinds of directions. And it's just a good, mysterious, and very beautiful word on its own. Some I picked up on the idea. I do like writing stories in isolated locations. I think I've probably done it in more of my book than not, to be honest. And as I said, it is a pretty simple device, but it's a very effective one for raising tension in stories. Isolation can work very well for you, but also it means you just, it's also be pragmatic about it. You controlling a smaller cast of characters, perhaps less to think about in that sense. And I like remote places. I like islands. Thinking when I was commissioned by Edinburgh Book Festival, I thought, well, I want this to be something with a Scottish connection. I used to go to the west coast of Scotland quite a bit many years ago. Haven't been for a while, but I think it's really beautiful. But like lots of those kind of remote, beautiful places, you kind of, well, my imagination tends to often sort of impose a sort of certain dark underlying potential there too. And I also, the other thing, the other inspiration for it was I like those stories.